Help us help you make finances easy. Welcome back to another episode of Quick Tip Fridays. And today I am proud to announce that we are doing a new series, all right? A new Quick Tip Friday series, which we're just going to call it Finance Fridays, all right? So for the entire month of May, every Friday, our Quick Tip is going to be focused on finances, all right? And today's Quick Tip is the five accounts that you should own as a pharmacist. Five accounts. Every pharmacist needs to own this if they want to get rich. They have to have these accounts. You have to have, number one, a high-yield online savings account. The amount of interest that you can earn from a high-yield online savings account right now is probably between like 4.5% to maybe like 5.2%. which is a lot more than what you're getting from your traditional physical bank. So a high-yield online savings account is basically an account that you open with an online bank, and they give you a higher interest for you leaving your money there. It's super easy to set up. I'll go more in depth about it later next week, but that's the first account that I wanted to mention. The next account is a 401k or 403b. You have to invest in your future. You have to invest in retirement. And that's basically what those are. A 401k, which is basically something that you have for retirement at a for-profit company. And if you work for a nonprofit company, you'll have something called a 403b. So they're both pretty similar. The only difference is one belongs to a nonprofit organization. The other one belongs to a for-profit organization. And the whole point of it is to set yourself up for success in retirement. Okay? Retirement. So you got to have a retirement account and invest in your future. Next, this third account is one that I personally love, and I'm sure you probably heard about it, but you don't know why it's important to have. And it's called a health savings account, an HSA. Now, this is only something you can do if you have a high deductible plan, okay? If you have a high deductible plan with your insurance, then you may be eligible to sign up for an HSA, which is a health savings account. And the reason why you want to be a part of this account is because, check this out, it is triple tax free money. You put your money in tax free, you get to invest it tax free, and you get to pull your money out tax free. That's a win-win-win, okay? That's something that you gotta have. If you're eligible for, definitely consider signing up for a health savings account, aka an HSA. Next, the account that I wanted to mention is a personal account. This is something that you would have to open up on your own, but you can only do this if you are working. Okay, so any of my pharmacy students that are listening, if you're not currently working, you can't open this account. You gotta have a paycheck to be able to open this account. And this account is called a Roth IRA. Okay, you can open up an individual Roth IRA on your own. And for the year 2024, you can contribute up to $7,000. Okay. Up to $7,000 is what you can contribute. And this is an opportunity for you to put money after tax, but any money that you make from the investments will not be taxed. So one of the reasons why people love something like a Roth IRA account is because it differs from something like a 401k or a 403b traditional account. So those retirement accounts that we mentioned earlier, 401k or 403b, once you sell those investments, once you're trying to get that money out in retirement, you have to pay taxes on those. Whereas with your individual Roth IRA, you will not have to pay any taxes. The money that you see there is yours because you contributed to it after tax. And if you're paying attention at all to what's going on in America, what's going on in the economy, then you know taxes always go up. Okay, taxes are not going down, they're only going up, which means in the future, you're probably going to pay more taxes on what you're contributing to your 401k or 403b, which is why a lot of people like a Roth IRA, because you pay the taxes now and all the money that you accumulate, all that wealth that you're accumulating, man, you just get to keep because it's after tax money. And then next, or the last one I should say, number five, is a brokerage account. So that's an individual account that you can open up and you can go ahead and purchase stocks or you can purchase ETFs, exchange traded funds, or mutual funds, different things like that. So that allows you the ability to individually invest and not have to rely on your 401k, 403b, or have to rely on like an HSA or Roth IRA to invest. So just to recap it real quick, because you know I try to keep it under 5 minutes, five accounts that every pharmacist should own. And not only pharmacists, to be honest with you, also anybody in pharmacy. If you're a pharmacy tech, if you're a pharmacy intern, if you're a pharmacy student, you need these five accounts. It is a must to have these five accounts, I am telling you. So I'm going to repeat it again. The five accounts that you should own. Number one, a savings account, specifically a high-yield online savings account. Number two, a retirement account. You have to invest in your future. A 401k and or 403b. Number three, a health savings account. Make sure you're eligible for one. Triple tax-free. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Number four, a Roth IRA. The ability to invest after tax dollars and whatever wealth you accumulate is all yours. You will not pay any taxes on it in the future. And number five, last but not least, an individual brokerage account so you can invest freely and not be limited to the options in a 401k or 403b plan or limited by the options by your HSA. Okay, so those are the five accounts that every pharmacist should own, every pharmacy tech should own, every pharmacy intern should own, every pharmacy student should own. Everybody in pharmacy should own these five accounts if you want to get rich. It's that simple. I'm telling you, it is not complicated. So please help us help you make finances easy. So if you have any questions, you already know what to do. Sign up today for a free 30-minute wealth consultation at tinyurl.com/capsulerxservices. Thank you guys for listening.